Parshas Vayishlach tells the story of Yaakov meeting Esav. And Yaakov was very concerned that Esav was going to kill him, and he didn't. So he had to appease him, and he split his camp so that if he killed one part, the other part would survive. So the Torah goes through everything he does. And he tells the first group, when you meet Esav, Vayitzav Dari Shal Nemor, Koshka Esav, Achi, Shalcha Nemor, Lemi Atava, Vana Telech, Vamad Lavdacha Yaakov, Mincha Hishluchal, Adoni Leisav, Vayitzav Gamet Hasheni, Gamet Hashlishi, Vegomer. So he tells each group, and it tells us that he tells each group, because the second group, the third group, when Esav's going to say, who are you? Where are you going? What is all this? This is what you say. So the Torah goes in length, in depth, to tell you exactly what Yaakov did in this meeting with Esav. And the Chafetz Chaim asked the simple question why all that was necessary. And to answer, he sees this as a sign of Yaakov keeping the whole Torah down to one of the fine details that you might not otherwise think of. Okay, there's the idea that Chazal kept the Torah. He says it's mafurish in the Torah that Chazal kept the Torah, as we know that the pasuk tells us Eikav Asher Shema Avram Bekoli VeYishmor Mishmati Mitzotai Chukotai VeTorotai. I know Rav Liebtag gave you guys a shir on how much did he actually keep, and there's a whole range from views. None of it, 13 mitzvahs, 10 mitzvahs, 7 mitzvahs, you know, all the mafarshim have their different answers. Some of them take it literally, it means 613 mitzvahs, and therefore there are a lot of mafarshim who will spend time explaining if they kept the Torah, how could they have done X, how could they have done Y, and have to come up with an explanation. If you don't posit that they kept them all, but they kept certain precepts or certain yesoda, then all that task becomes easier. Remember, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, I heard in his name, I don't think I heard from him directly, but he was asked, you know, because Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Yoma, Chafetz Chaim quotes here, Shekim afilu Erev Tavshilin. When it says Avram kept the whole Torah, he even kept Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is, you know, Midrabanan, like, so he kept even to that extent. So it's not anachronistic that Avram could have kept something that they only came up with later. So Rav Lichtenstein explained that if we view the Avot as being these moral archetype of who we wanted to be and the founders of our nation, therefore how can we fathom the possibility that the people we view as the most moral and upright wouldn't have kept the Torah, which we view as the most moral, upright, ethical set of laws. In other words, because we consider the Torah to be the supreme example of that which is ethical and right and just, so, and we consider the Avos as the first ones to do that, so we can't imagine a life of the Avot without the Torah. So, okay, so again, I told you there's the range of the Mefarshim, how literally it's true. The Chafetz Chaim is taking it for granted here, he's taking it literally true that the Avos kept the whole Torah. So he says that's true about Avraham, and that's true about Yitzchak, and so too it's true about Yaakov, Kol HaTorah Kulo Afilo Siyagim. Even the boundaries Chazal set up to make sure that you don't violate anything. So if that's true, what siag, what issue is at play here that with Yaakov sending stuff to Esav? So the issue is that the Gemara in Bechoro, Dav Gimel, tells us, Hamochar avdol la'akum konsin oto ad asara bedamav mipnei shevkio min ha-mitzvot. Vim yitain benatana gamet ha-avadim le'esav yisharu nachrim kamoto. We have a rule against giving your eved to a non-Jew. And there's a knas on a person who sells his eved to a non-Jew. Because, how can this person possibly keep the Torah mitzvot when his master isn't somebody who keeps the Torah mitzvot? You can only give him over to another Jew because then he'll be able to keep Torah mitzvot even while being an eved. Esav wasn't somebody who kept the mitzvot. Yaakov was somebody who kept the mitzvot. So if Yaakov is sending each of his kids and family with all these sheep, and give them all the Esav, and he's sending these avadim all the Esav, wouldn't he be violating this rule of not giving over your avadim to somebody who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvos? It would. So therefore, the diuk the Chafetz Chaim is going to make from the Pesukim is, that's dafka what Yaakov is not doing. Yaakov said, I know Esav is Aram from the Mitzvot, he doesn't do this. So What's he going to do? Each time I'm going to send him the avadim and presents, he's going to ask the avadim, are you part of the present or not? Am I getting the present including the avadim or the present without the avadim? Sort of like when you win a car in a game show, does it come with the chauffeur or is it, you know, you just get the car? So usually you just get the car. So here, am I getting the avadim with it? L'zamar Yaakov li'avadav, kivkashcha Esav achiv, shalcha le'mor, limi ata, v'hainu ata v'atzmacha. In other words, who are you? Gam ata shayach l'doron, are you part of the gift? U'lemi elu l'fanecha hainu doron. In other words, are you part of the gift, or is just what's before you the gift? And they say, v'amarta, li'avdecha li'Yaakov, I belong to Yaakov. In other words, I go back to Yaakov. I am not part of the gift. You just get all the stuff. Ani tzarich l'shuv liYaakov, v'rak mincha hi shlucha l'adoni l'Esav. And that's what he told the first group, that's what he told the second group, that's what he told the third group. In other words, each of these groups was told to tell Esav that we all have to go back to Yaakov. Chafetz Chaim, this is one of the times where he tells you the important lesson you can learn from this. Because if Yaakov was being careful enough that his avadim shouldn't go off the derech by being given over to Esav, how the more so he would be careful about his own children to make sure they follow Derech Hashem. And he says, we unfortunately see in our times, and this is again the Chafetz Chaim's times, that we know people who are giving over their children to educational institutions where they are not inculcated only with Torah ideas, with the proper values, and they try to uproot them from the mitzvah and try to get them to be Mechallel Shabbos. And oy lanu, that this is what's happening in our time, and we say that we see from this that if we have to be careful about our avadim, and Yaakov Avinu was careful even about his avadim, well, the more so we have to be careful to be mechanech our children api derech haTorah, to that they should only have rabbanim and morim who are yari Hashem leman asher tzavu gam b'nehem achareim l'shmor derech Hashem. Which was the reason Avram was chosen. Remember, ki yedativ leman, that yitzavet banav etav acharav, that they're all going to keep the Torah mitzvah. Since Avram was chosen for that reason, and we're Avram's children, and the avos kept the Torah to the point that they were careful even about their avadim, this puts a responsibility on all of us to educate our children properly, only in a place where they will be trained to keep the Torah and do the mitzvahs. He says it about your children. I think it's true about all of us and wherever we're going to study, to be educated. Some of us won't be staying in Yeshiva Har Etzion forever. So then you have to, wherever you're going, realize the risks. And obviously he might suggest that you shouldn't go to certain places. And that's something to always keep in mind, where you're going and what you're doing in life, to make sure that it's not a place that's going to cause you to be mufkam in a mitzvos, but rather it's a place that'll be mechanech you to follow Derech Hashem. Shkach.